In another move that weakens environmental protections, the Trump administration is signaling it wants to expand logging access in Alaska's Tongass National Forest. The Tongass is often referred to as the crown jewel of the U.S. Forest Service and the most intact temperate rainforest in the world. State officials actually applaud this move, however. Many have wanted to see an end to Clinton-era rules that limit logging and road construction in the forest, saying that those restrictions hurt the local economy. Joining us now is Liz Ruskin, Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Media. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, Liz, first we want to ask, for those who are not familiar with the Tongass, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. It's the largest national forest in the Forest Service in the nation. It covers a very large area. It's about 500 miles. It's the entire panhandle of Alaska, pretty much. So if you've been on a cruise to Alaska, likely you've been in the Tongass.
Yes, yes, yes. Those familiar with those cruises will be familiar with that. There is this roadless rule from 2001. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its proposal to exempt the Tongass from the rule yesterday. What exactly does this entail, and what does the Trump administration want to change?
Well, ever since the Tongass, ever since the roadless rule went into effect, it's been the subject of a lot of disputes and lawsuits and So the Trump administration wants to lift the rule entirely.
And this would basically open up the ability for logging, for road construction, really to develop what is a forest at this point.
It would lift this one layer of protection or onerous regulation, if you prefer to see it that way. But there would be a lot of steps left before a road could go in or a new area opened up to logging. There's the timber sale. There's the environmental review for any road. There's a lot of steps left to go.
I see. So this is the first step, but a significant step. The argument has been that it will help the local economy. What other things have you heard from folks there?
Yeah, this area of Southeast used to have a thriving timber economy, logging economy, and there's little of it left for a variety of reasons. It has shrunk down to just a ghost of its former self. So there are many local business leaders who say, no, logging's not coming back. And what this area is more valuable for is the tourism industry, the commercial fishing, sport fishing, and things like that. And they say it's foolish to try to bring back a logging industry that's really gone.
We want to be clear that this is not a done deal. What are the next steps for this proposal?
Yeah, there's a 60-day comment period that kicks off now, and the final rule is expected next summer.
Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Media. Liz, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tanya. It's an honor.
And environmentalists are also reacting to this proposal. The Center for Biological Diversity says Alaska is already reeling from the effects of climate change. Clear-cutting old-growth trees in the Tongass National Forest would release significant amounts of carbon into the atmosphere and make things worse.